Colossians chapter number 3 in our Bibles. Colossians chapter number 3. I'm going to look at the first four verses. Children's church, bus church, heading out right now. Want to go that way. 9 years old and down. You're invited to come and attend that. If you need a Bible, slip your hands up. Our ushers have Bibles that are available. You can use while you're here in the service. Colossians chapter number 3. I want to look at the first four verses of the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter number 3, first four verses here. A couple more Bibles, they're getting them. I'll be right with you here. Colossians chapter number 3. I'm looking forward to what the Lord has for us here this morning as we look at this passage. Really, Paul is turning a corner and really wants us to begin taking the things of which he has just shown us in Colossians chapter number 1 and chapter number 2. And he says, now apply them. It ought to make a difference in your life. And so that's what we're going to look at here together. If you've got your place, would you stand with me? If you're able to, Colossians chapter number 3. Let's look at the first four verses here of this chapter. The Bible says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do pray that you'd give us help in the message this morning. Lord, as we look at the application of what we've learned in the last couple chapters here of the book of Colossians, Father, as Paul begins to say that what we believe should make a difference in what we do, and Father, I pray that we'd see the truth, that we'd apply it to our lives as you would see fit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, and be seated. When you were a child, or even as an adult, you might go to the doctor to get a physical. And one of the things that they're likely to do when you go get a physical is take that little hammer contraption thing. You know what I'm talking about there? And they'll take that little hammer and you'll be sitting there on the table and they try to hit your knee with that. And the idea is that as they hit your knee, what'll happen? Well, that you kind of kick your leg out. That's the idea. If you don't kick your leg out, that's a bad sign. That means that you'd have no feeling, you have no reactions or anything. The idea is that if you're normal, then you should get a response from the things that happens there. That is, from the knocking of your knee. That's the normal thing that should happen. Well, now here in Colossians chapter number 3, Paul, as he's turning this corner in his letter, he's just taken us through chapter number 1 and chapter number 2. And those passages, those chapters are just full of rich doctrinal content there. And specifically, it's the content about the person of Jesus Christ. Remember, our theme for the book of Colossians is the preeminence of Christ. Christ is all. Christ is over all. Christ is the answer for all. And therefore, Christ should be preeminent in our lives, preeminent over all, if you will. And just let's remind ourselves what we've learned from Colossians chapter number 1 and Colossians chapter number 2. And I'm going to go through this just real rapidly. You'll probably not be able to turn to these passages or look at them. But if you will, think about this. We learned, first of all, that we've been delivered by Christ. That's chapter number 1 and verse number 13. We learned that we're redeemed through Christ. That's chapter number 1 and verse number 14. We learned that Christ is over all things. Chapter 1, number 1 and verse number 15. We see that Christ created all things, chapter number 1 and verse number 16. We see that Christ holds all things together, chapter number 1 and verse number 17. We see that Christ is the head of the church, verse 18 there. We see that we're reconciled to God through the person of Jesus Christ. That's verse number 21 in chapter number 1. We see that Christ is the hope of our glory in verse number 27 of chapter number 1. We see that we can be presented perfect in Christ. That's verse number 28 there in Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 2 and verse number 3 says that in Christ are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In chapter number 2 and verse number 7, we see that we are rooted and built up in Christ. In verse number 8 there, Christ did what Gnosticism cannot do for us. In verse number 10, we are complete in Christ. In verse number 11, we're circumcised in Christ. In verse number 12, we're buried with Christ. Also in verse number 12. We're risen with Christ. In verse number 13, we are forgiven in the person of Jesus Christ. In verse number 14, we see that Christ took the penalty of the law away from us. In verse number 18, we see that Christ did what no other angel would ever do and no angel could do. We see in verse number 20 through 22, Christ did what asceticism could not do. And see, all of these things, as we come into it, we see that Christ is better. Christ is more than we could ask for. Christ is everything we need. And now we come into chapter number 3, and Paul says, now I've presented what Christ is to us, and he's given that with startling clarity to us, and